Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening to episode 176 of today's show, Leon the Great Podcast. Sorry for the issue and mistake for calling it 172. I thought it was 172, but I did not check on today's podcast numbers, so I do apologize for that fumble in advance. So if I continue to say 172, and that was just a mistake while I was doing this recording. And it is 173, not 172. Enjoy the podcast, everybody, and happy holidays and a good Christmas, belated Christmas day. Take care. Today, I hope all is well. And by the way, happy belated Christmas! And I hope you guys enjoyed the season. And I really hope you guys did enjoyed it, because my God, it would have to say though, it's been pretty cool that what I've gone through this year has, I will say, it has its challenges, and it's been a very interesting year. But since I know we're going to be closing over for, we're definitely going to be closing the 2021 and going over to 2022 coming up. And so fresh new year is going to be very interesting, quite interesting per se. And despite with all my challenges that I've gone through, for me, the Christmas season has definitely been a pretty good season, and where I've gone through and got to hang out with one of my mom's friends' place, and I got to try out my friend's beef Wellington that he does each and every year. I love it. For me, it's absolutely great, especially going through, and it feels very good because I just like the fact that I can just go in, just enjoy conversation and having to go in and just have some fun, you know, for once in a lifetime change. And for me, I know that I'm not with family. I know most of my family aren't really here, per se. And I've got to say, like, it's been very interesting because the times that I've spent with family, that to me, it's always been like that traditionally, where I got to spend with the closest, with my relatives and my extended relatives, which it was always like that too. But now, as of this year, it was very different. But in a way, I've got to hang out with my mom's friends, which for me, I thought about this as well, where it was cool, and I loved it right there too. And for me, it's like it was really relaxing because I always remember that the holidays would be so busy, and when I was younger, there was always going to be tons of noise, just going in and hearing all that too. And especially with this year, it's been a really neat and interesting thing happening this year, because a lot of it has been there's been a lot of play happening, especially with Death and their family. And the fact that I didn't have to go out and spend too much time out there too, which I have to say though, it was really interesting that it didn't felt like very tense. And I remember when I was younger, my family from my dad's side, however, I thought they were much worse than my family from my mom's side, where there were just people just yelling at each other and just just talking all over each other was just quite of a mess, right? So I remember the time especially. And it's one of those things that I remember about the Christmas season, for me especially, how that all went down for my family. But, you know, I always have to say that that was today, and today it's a good day because today I am recording this on the 22nd, especially on the 22nd of pretty much right after Christmas Day. So it's good. It's good. But today's topic, I know a lot of people are talking about, or probably you guys that are listening to today's podcast here on the Leo Lungray podcast. And if you are listening to me, I would love to say happy belated Christmas wherever you guys are from. But yeah, so today's episode, I want to go on topic, especially with a lot of people thinking about New Year's and setting up new goals, things of that matter too. Because I know that New Year's Eve and New Year's Day is just around the corner soon. So today will be probably a good time to spend time and talking about what you guys can do to improve yourself, especially with you guys planning new things and new ways to what you want to do for next year. So I figure this episode would be very appropriate to go over and talk about these things as of right now, since I know setting up goals are very, very common throughout end of December, beginning of January, which is something that is a very common goal. But however, not all of us ends up completing the goals that we want to complete, unfortunately, because like I've said, due to unfortunate circumstances, because things do happen in life. But I do want to say is that there are people out there that they do admit that they do not plan goals. They do not plan anything for the future, which is quite of a sad thing, because I always always enjoy setting up goals that that's going to be very, very important to me. And to me, that's not a bad thing. That really isn't, because having a market target would be really good, especially what you're doing, if it's a personal thing or for business. That's something everybody has to go through and work out what they want to do. I mean, that's the most important thing for me, I say every individual should have. I mean, every individual should have something to write down, jot down, because if you don't plan them, it's going to be a lost cause for you to go through somewhere where you want to go, especially if you don't plan on trips. You know, that's kind of a lost opportunity, I should say. I was going to say lost cost, but more of a lost opportunity if you don't plan them accordingly. And having a plan in mind is something that should happen. If you really need that, then this is a must. And especially in today's episode, I definitely want to go over tracking goals, especially if you're looking to if you're looking for a good goal tracking app. This is it right there too. And for today's episode, I'm going over on a blog called clickup.com. And there's an article right here, which was not written too long ago, which is something I've wanted to go ahead and discuss in today's podcast, which says 7 best goal tracking apps for 2021. And we're going to go ahead and get to it right now. But for the meantime, I want to go ahead and introduce you to our sponsors of today's episode. And so on today's episode, I want to go ahead and give you a quick shout out to the one and only Zenni's Optical. If you've not heard about Zenni's Optical, and if you work on your computer all the time or play on your computer all the time, if you're gaming, work on the computer remotely, it doesn't matter what you're doing, there is something someone is doing all the time with their computers or their devices. But you gotta remember something right there too. If you want to take care of your eye health, you know, blue eyes will definitely hurt you for the long run too. If you're just wearing regular prescriptions without anti-blue eye reflections, then you must go to Zenni's Optical. Something I recommend right there too. I think it's such a special thing to have, because all of us now in the modern age uses computers all the time. Something that I would say to everybody is go out. The links down below on the description. You will not regret Zenni's. They have all custom frames for your preferences and custom, pretty much custom frames, custom prescriptions for your needs. If you wear prescriptions, Zenni's have you covered too. If you need corrective vision, why not too? So go ahead, check out Zenni's, and I'll have the description link down below. Next on the list, it is Blueberry. And to me, since now we're talking about goals, I think your goal must be something very, very special. Blueberry, I would say that Blueberry has good pricings and good listings for you too. If you're going to be starting the podcast, if this is something that you want to do for the New Year's, 2022 is coming up too. I recommend all my listeners to Blueberry if you want them to be your hosting provider for you too. That is something I recommend. And I've always said this all the time in my podcast is that Blueberry's customer support. And so to me, Blueberry customer support is something that I always go over and always recommend all my listeners, because if you want to start out your podcast, Blueberry will help you out too. And if you want to go ahead and sign up to Blueberry, Blueberry has you covered, you know, and the pricing on this is very, very decent. And I love the fact that for you to get started, there's tons of plans right there too. If you are looking to do a podcast over for your show, I always recommend my listeners that to go ahead and check out Blueberry to start up with too. Like I've always said to my listeners that when I started Blueberry to upload statistics, I remember that one of their customer service agents helped me out on an issue that I needed help with, especially for me to grow. And their statistics metrics are really good. They have tons of advanced options for you to look up to. So if you're trying to look up who or what countries or what regions are or what your demographics are, whoever is listening to you too, their statistics charts are very advanced, and that's something I loved about Blueberry too. All for the cost of $12.99 a month. So if you're looking to go ahead and find a hosting provider, go ahead and check out Blueberry, and that's something I recommend to all my Leon the Great listeners out there too. And they will do that for you too. Is if you're looking to transfer or import your podcast, by all means, go ahead and check them out too, because actually my plans are going, I'm going to be switching and migrating to Blueberry each and every month. So go ahead and check out Blueberry. What are you waiting for too? You will not regret it at all. Last and not least, we have ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN. If you've not heard about ExpressVPN too, man, you are missing out. You're missing out ExpressVPN. And holy cow, I have to say that if you're looking to get a good VPN service provider, this is it right there too. They've been highly, highly rated as one of the best VPN providers out there too. I've been hearing them a lot. I've used other ones such as Virtual Shield. While they are good, they don't have all the features that you want, especially what they Virtual Shield is lacks is pretty much support on all devices right here too, especially on iOS and Android, which by the way, the ExpressVPN got you covered, not just on computers, but on mobile operating systems like Apple's iOS and Android. So that's something to consider as well too. And if you're traveling on the go, or if you're going around with your laptop too, you could just install it on your Mac or on your PC and do that right there while you're traveling, while you're browsing. Because I always tell my listeners is that if you're going to keep yourself safe, do it right. If you're going out in the public area, such as a open hotspot, like let's just say, for example, like Starbucks, if you go out and use your Wi-Fi too, there's a more likely chance that you're going to get your credit cards hacked, or your bank accounts hijacked by all these hackers. Because for one, I say is that do not go out without any VPN service too. An ExpressVPN is something I totally, totally recommend right there too. So go out, check out ExpressVPN, click down the link down below on the description so you guys can check it out too. My God. And now with that all said and done right here, go ahead and check out the rest of my affiliate links down below too, because there are so many offers going on right now on Humble Bundle. You will not believe it. So anyways, let's go ahead and go over goal tracking apps, because this is going to be in today's episode. So don't miss out. And go ahead, if you like this episode, please, please do rate and comment on iTunes or any of your podcast service of your choice, because all the ratings is pretty much appreciated too. And by the way, everyone, I am on Good Pods now. So if you've not heard, I am on Good Pods right now. So if you want to follow me over on Good Pods, please be sure to check me out on there too. And most appreciate it too. With that said, let's go on today's episode. Okay, guys, what's going on here? So now we are going to get on to today's episode, which is about goal tracking. So guys, like I've said on the introduction, and I'm sure everybody has heard already, because I know daily task is something that needs to be kept up all the time, and which I will admit sometimes that I don't keep up with all my daily task all the time too. And I can say and admit that I am pretty bad at it too. And something I should be going over and looking up and keeping up with my goals right there too. Because this is something that has to be completed on a daily basis. If you've completed something, check it out on your list. Now, I've used the Apple Reminder apps. For me, I've always had an issue where the notifications for that one doesn't come up for me, and that's one of my pet peeves, I'd say, that doesn't work all the time. Which I almost feel that it should have worked already, but. However, I don't try to go over on Apple Reminders, because I'm sure there are tons of applications that does this for you too. And I will say that by the end of this episode and by the end of this recording, I will be trying out one of these, and I'll give you my take and my opinions on each of these applications by next episode, which I will be doing that very shortly, probably on a Monday's recording, which you guys should see that coming up later on too. But so far, let's go ahead and get this out of the way, which in this blog post, it says, looking for the best goal tracking apps. You probably have 1,001 daily tasks and goals that you need managed, which is, by the way, true. So how do you set and track all these goals? Sure, it is easy to write down your goals and start working towards them, but it's also easy to forget about them, which is super, super true. Why? Your piece of paper doesn't have a built-in reminders or goal process tracking features. Luckily, goal tracking apps do, well, at least the good good ones. But how do you know which apps are the good ones? In this article, we'll take a look at what goal tracking apps is and the 7 best tools you can use, along with their features, pros, cons, and pricing. And so that right there, I will be going over little by little. So not all of them. I will say that this is not pretty much a high recommendation because I haven't even touched up on any of these applications as of yet before the recording. But I think that's something that should be worked on too, especially with goals in mind too. So here we go. Let's go and start with this one here, which in the title says the 7 best goal tracking apps in 2021. But regardless, I think that'll still work in 2022 coming up too, since I know this article has been written back early in the year. So here it is, ClickUp, and which here it says ClickUp is the world's leading goal management and productivity app and one of the best free goal tracking apps, from helping you set mindful goals to improving your productivity. ClickUp is the perfect goal tracking app. Here's a detailed look at how ClickUp can help you. So here it is. A, goals. Your goals by ClickUp is, to set, edit, and track personal goals or business goals. If your personal goal is breaking bad habits, just setting a goal isn't going to cut it. Your habit tracking app needs to let you add details to those goals. Luckily, ClickUp lets you set goals details like, for example, reading down the bulletin, the name of your goal, the due date, who's responsible for it, who can access the goal folder, a breakdown of your goal. So that's cool. So I think ClickUp is really, really interesting because when I read this actually a couple minutes before this recording, because I think that if you're looking and set up your own goals, you can actually have like collaborations, which is really, really neat to have something similar like this too, which having like someone else help you manage your goals will be nice in a collaborative way, whether if it's personal or business. That's a really good hands-on set right there for collaboration. And then going down and reading down to B, which is targets. Once you set a specific goal, you need to break it down into achievable targets. ClickUp lets you break down large goals into smaller targets that are easier to track. As you complete your targets, you can get closer to achieving your overall goal. So that's cool. Need inspiration? Check out Lifehack's free guide to setting up and achieving goals and fresh ideas for 2021. So that's neat. So now I'm reading down the bulletin where it says targets, which here it says number. Track the difference between any range of numbers, true/false. These are targets that are either done or not. Currency, keep track of your money. That's a good one. Or the fourth bulletin, tasks. Track how many tasks or lists have been completed. So ClickUp right there, I can see myself using a little bit on the ClickUp too, which still, I think it does definitely beats the Apple reminders. And I haven't even updated the recent iOS, which is 15.2, which believe it or not, that iOS is, that iOS update recently has had tons of issues right there, which for me, that would be something I would probably set myself to use using something else like something outside of Apple. So ClickUp would be quite a good alternative to reminders. So why not? It'd be something brand new. And so I'm going to go read on number C, everybody, which is goal folders. So interesting. So what does this do? And in this article, it says, once you've created a goal, you can drop them into your neatly organized goal folders. For example, you can group multiple goals into one folder for easy access. So that's really cool. And then it says, and don't worry, you can keep your folders private or share with a select group of people. Okay. And I like that right there too, because let's say if I want to share this with other people, now ClickUp lets me do that. Apple Reminders does not. So this is where I was having this issue. And the fact is that it's very burdensome because Apple Reminders doesn't give you that option. And it's, I think, in my opinion, I think it's just poorly designed. It's a bad app and everything too. I'm sure it does the job really, really well. Apple Reminders just doesn't have that accessibility where you could just share your schedule outside of your schedule. You can your calendars absolutely with Apple calendars just fine. But if it comes down to reminders, that's a whole different set of app on its own too, outside of calendars, which I know there's been people in the Apple world that said, well, you know, it would be a good idea if you can actually migrate reminders onto Google calendars. Though I don't know, because it may be a good idea, but I think a lot of people are like, well, those two are very, very different. I think these should be very much split, but I'd like to know what you guys do think about this as well. That would be quite interesting to hear someone's take on that too. And then D, which is weekly scorecards, scorecards, all right, which I have never used that before myself. So here it says, with weekly scorecards, your team can see what you'll be working on, and you can see what everyone else in your team is working towards every week. So I like that too. So he has a scoreboard and you could just find out which person in your group has completed that goal. Very, very nice too. And that's very interesting too. And just to add up right there too. So what makes this great? I think the second part of it, which, by the way, this definitely beats Apple Reminders out of the floor right there too, which I have to say it, but they just do not have a dashboard, which if you don't know what dashboard is, pretty much statistics and like what tasks are being done and so on and so forth, which here on ESS dashboards, in order to track your own goals properly, you can't just rely on what people say. You need to be able to see everything what's going on. With dashboards, you get a high level overview of all that's happening in your workspace. So cool. And you can also add widgets to your dashboards and gain insights onto tasks, goals, projects, and so much more. Here are some different types of widgets you can add to your dashboards. Like, for example, sprints, statistics, tags, assignees, priorities, tables, and reminders. And then from here it says reports. Use team reports to plan, click, track, access your quarterly goals and your team's performance through metrics like completed tasks and time tracked on projects. So very, very cool. And to me, I think I am going to look over on the ClickUp app, which is going to be very good to give this a try. And so now we're going to go ahead and move on to the second one on the list, which is called Strides. And so, which is pretty much very similar to the ClickUp app. So looking over on Strides, which says Strides is a flexible goal setting app that lets you track good and bad habits and smart goals, which says here, but you will really make strides with this app. Let's find out. And then the bottom right here, it gives you the pros on Strides, and it gives you the features on there too. So Stride is something I'm going to go over right there and give this a try. Right now, for the meantime, since after all the spending for all the Christmas spending I've done, I know that strides may not be for me, but here is a catch right there too. So there's a free version and then the plan version, which I'm sure that gives you a lot more options right there. So that's one thing about Stride. I would say that if you think that you're going to end up using Stride, the pricing for that is going to be $5. And then the other drawback on this with Stride is, here's what they did line up right there too. So if you're an Android user, Stride may not be for you, which here it says there is no reward system to keep you coming back and achieving your goals. The app is suitable for individuals, not teams. So there's one thing that takes pretty much doesn't do well for a lot of people. So that's quite of a drawback on its own. And then the third day list is, if you're an Apple iOS user, that's available for all iOS users. But for Android users, this is not available for Android. Who knows? Maybe Stride will push that out there for Android users sometime down the road. I'm not too sure too, because usually this is where it comes down, where very common apps are going to be pretty much posted or publicly posted up on app iOS over than Google Play Store. For some reason, that's very much a common theme for all developers, is to post up on the iOS App Store than the Google thing. But if that's something that they'll do later, I think that'll be perfect. We'll see right there too. And definitely, which I will put down the link down below in the description, because I know there's going to be a lot to go over and read through this right there, which by the way, I won't be able to read up on everything, but there are tons of habit trackers, goal trackers out there, which I definitely recommend everybody to read up on this article, which I think they've done a really good job. So for a week done, coach.me, way of life, goal, Joe's goals, then goals on track, which is pretty much the last one on number 7, which I'll be going over right there too, which I know that's pretty much going to be a whole lengthy episode on goal tracking apps right there too, which to me, that's going to be crazy to go over into each of these applications and then talk about individually in this podcast right here, which I don't plan on doing too. So if you guys want to, you are more than welcome to check up the article yourself and go and look up over here too. Now, a little bit over my commentary, I will say is this, and that right there is that goals are going to be very, very important. And to me, I've thought about this some days ago. I've said to myself that something that I would love to go and spend some time putting in goals for 2022 that I haven't been able to put down for this year, for 2021 coming up. So yeah, and I think that's one thing I know is a common theme, is like, for instance, the common goals I know with people is, I want to lose weight because I gone too heavy, or I want to learn how to speak a second language, which is very, very common for people to come up with goals like that. So very common theme I've noticed with people, and that's where they want to learn. And I know that's something that a lot of people are struggling to learn, which for language learning, that's a good goal. And I think having a second language with you is not a bad ordeal, which is something that a lot of people should have a second language, because I know that if you're going to travel or if you're going to go out and travel for business, which is very common to do, that's something I'd say, yeah, go for it. That is absolutely wonderful. Or if you're trying to reach a goal, let's say ride your bike for 5 miles every day, that's tough. I remember I used to ride my bike all the time, all the time around my neighborhood, even outside of my neighborhood too. And I remember pushing myself and going to see up a friend a little bit up north in Atlanta, which she lives pretty close by to. And I remember riding 10 miles every week to see him too. And it's crazy because that's something I don't do all the time right now too. And I remember previously before 2014, I remember riding my bike all the time. And I remember I used to do that so often. I was tired at the end of the day, but for me, that's what got me active to pushing myself, riding my bike all the time. And I loved it a lot. And I think that's actually something I'd love to do, is make this more common theme, is riding my bike every day too. Yeah. And then also one of my goals is to complete, I'd say one of my top things is probably complete my driving right there and complete my license, which for me, that's something I want to do. And even though while I have a permit, however, I'm trying to get that out of the way. And I know that, here driving in the States, you have to drive especially too. And of course, if you're in the city, or if you live right off the metropolitan area around that city, then you may not need to use it. But if you have to go and use a vehicle for some reason, that's where it's going to come out to be very, very useful. Very, very useful for me per se, because that's why if you're looking to drive out, I think that's a good goal for anyone starting out very, very young, of course. So that wouldn't be too bad. And then the other goal, I think another common one I will say on my list, is not just me thinking about, but I know a lot of people think about this too, because I remember a lot of people are always looking to find work. So work is going to be a priority right there too, because I know with the economy down the shitter, excuse my language, or down the craps, because I know a lot of people are looking for work desperately, and I think that's something a lot of people are trying to stay afloat. And they, I mean, jobs don't come in easily, and right now there's tons of jobs here in the U.S. right now, if you're an American listening to me right now, because that's another thing that a lot of people are looking for, a job. And looking for jobs is very important, because I know that nowadays you definitely have to keep your head up high and stay well, of course. So if that's one thing I would say about this, is that job seeking is pretty much on everyone's mind. And I know everybody's trying to look for anything that they can to help themselves out. So that's probably a good idea, you know, probably a good idea to do that. Yeah. So job seeking, language learning, because I know a lot of people are trying to go out and advance themselves right there too, which is not a bad thing to do. And having that right there will probably improve your life. Why not too? And there are tons of goals that I may have not thought of too. But since I know that a lot of you listeners have heard of me said, I said this before, that I know next year goal. Yeah, well, it is a goal. It is definitely a big, big goal, which I know that I'm saving a lot of money right now for a big move coming up for, I would say, Central Florida. Tampa, Florida is something I'm very much looking forward to, and something I'm definitely gonna go over and move down to Florida. And many reasons I would say why I'm doing this, because I lived in Georgia for about almost 20 years. So next year will be 20 years for me. And the time that I've lived here, I've noticed that there's been so many changes throughout the times I've lived here. While that not all the people are bad, I just found that that it's been changing really, really fast with so many people moving elsewhere. And I know that there's going to be tons of crime coming in as well. For me, even though a lot of people always pick on Florida, which I so have I as well too. I will admit that I have gone and picked on Florida, but Florida is not all bad at what people seem to take it as. I know a lot of people are afraid of the swamps, the alligators, or the crocodiles, whatever, right? People seem to say that it's a very dangerous place. But, you know, that doesn't happen in Florida all the time, you know? And that's what a lot of people don't understand is Florida is not as dangerous what people seem to take it at too. And while I'm sure that Florida has their own issues, but I'm seeing a lot of these issues creeping in down over where I'm living over here right now too. While I say that it isn't bad right now, but there's going to be always going to be a lot of people that say that I'm going to leave when things start to get much, much worse, which I think the logic is not a really good logic to put it in, because I know a lot of people will say that, but then if things already do get worse, what's going to happen, you know? And honestly, I've been to Tampa before, and when I was younger, I always thought the Tampa was pretty nice in comparison to Georgia. And I know that not everybody is going to be crazy for sunny weather. I do happen to like the sun that's over there in Florida. And I've used to go out to beaches pretty often when I went down to Miami. But overall, that's one goal. Or I think, in my opinion, my big goal coming up for 2022, which I know that my movie is going to be around middle of 2022. So we'll see what happens from there too. So there are tons of goal sets right there too. In fact, if I ever download any of these apps to keep myself on track, then I know that I'll give you guys pretty much a full on opinion. The pros, the cons of myself, what I like about each of them myself, and I'll just give you the verdict of what I say about those applications. So overall, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. It's pretty much shorter than usual, even though it's more than 40 minutes, but this is an episode I haven't taken this long, but I figured this is something I wanted to talk about really quick, because I know goals are something that a lot of people do talk about, but don't ever take the initiative to take action and start setting them up for themselves, because it is hard to set goals but never complete them too, because it's just like anything else. Or either number three is because people make the excuse not to set those goals up too, because it always feels that goals or schedules are something that will restrain people from not doing, which is not really true. I don't think so, because goals are there to help you straighten up what you want to do moving forward, and that's something you have to plan on in order to get things right. Because I know a lot of goal apps or scheduling books, whatever you want to call them, I know a lot of them may not have worked in the past for so many people, but I know that when I've done goals myself, those things have worked out too. And I've always crossed my list and always create new things to see what will happen down the road, which is not a bad thing as well. I want to use those things in order for me to help myself down the line when I'm trying to go from point A to point B, and something I never want anything to stop me. So goals are a way to do good, which that is something I like about scheduling and goals, because I've done it so many times when I was younger. And I know there was a teacher of mine that said this once, that said that, you know, the goals are there for you to help you schedule things and have you set for the future. You know, and that's absolutely true. Something I keep this right there in mind, because I know that a lot of people don't set them up. I know that I was worse probably around my late 20s when I stopped doing it too. But then later when I got older, it started to get much better, because I noticed and realized that goals, these are things that need to be kept up in check, especially whatever you're doing down the road. Heck, if I'm going through, let's say, a team meeting, what time I need to go over there, that's a goal I have to schedule up and keep for myself, for me to get on to whatever I'm trying to do in life too. So there's that right there too. So there's something that's not going to stop you, you know. But again, keep it in mind too. Yes, keep your priorities in check first. And of course, always keep your family as a priority too, as well too. And do that too. So that's something that's not going to hurt you. But anyways, I'm definitely keep the podcast to a minimum right now. And just remember, I'll have the link for clickup.com down in the show notes down below. So if you want to read it up, and do so too, because I think it is very useful. And if you are looking to set up goals, if you're an iOS user or Android user, this is something that will help you out down the line too. So with all that said and done, I'm out, everybody. And everyone, I hope you guys have a great New Year's coming up soon, because I know that New Year's is just around the corner. And I'm actually thankful for all the listeners that come to my show each and every week that comes in to listen to me too. Without you guys, I wouldn't be able to continue on to do my show. So with all that said, everybody, I am out. Take care, y'all, and we'll speak more soon. Take care. This is it for episode 172. If you want to hear more future episodes, please subscribe me to the podcast services of your choice. So I am everywhere, such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you find me on. I am pretty much all over the place right now too. Guys, take care. God bless. And see you soon. Till next time around 2022, coming up for my next episodes down the line.